The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey, Giant fans, welcome to the Giant Insider Podcast. My name is Jerry Foley. I'm the senior editor of the Giant Insider newspaper. And with me, as always, is the beat writer in the heart of Giants Nation, Chris Bisignano. Big Truss. Woo! Yeah, dude, I'm laughing as I say this because I'm in a good mood, man. Got another win. And my question for you, buddy, is the last time they had a win, oddly enough, against the Washington Football Establishment or whatever the hell they call themselves these days. After the game, he sent out a tweet, and I agree with you wholeheartedly that, yes, happy that there was a win, that the Giants got a win, but excited? No. So I ask you today, after the second win, how do you feel? How do you feel about it?
Well, I'm more excited about the team.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
I'm more excited. I'm not real excited about the win. You know, it's not – look – they didn't turn the ball over.
Right.
They got two stops at the end, two turnovers. So I'm happy about that. I'm excited about that. Because last time it came down to a two-point conversion after giving up a 75-yard drive.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
So I'm happy about – I'm definitely more happy about than the last time they beat Washington. No question about it. But I'm overall happy about the – even though they're only 2-7, Jerry, I'm overall happy about the team.
It feels so different than last year, doesn't it, dude?
Yeah, it just seems to be every week is like forward progress, you know?
Yeah.
Now, don't get me wrong, man. 23 lead. Again, it comes down to the end, you know?
Yeah.
Once again, the defense giving up, you know, chunk yardage in the second half when you have a big lead. Guys missing some tackles and all that. So it's not, you know, listen, there's a lot of things you look at and go, oh, man, we got to improve in this. But a different feeling this time around, man. You know, I just feel every week it's like, oh, I thought the offensive line played better. I thought Jones was smarter,
right?
You know,
yep.
No turnovers. The kid Mack contributed, you know.
Yes, he did.
Ingram did his usual.
Hey, somebody I know was high on Mack in the preseason.
Yeah. You're right. Yeah. I'm happy to say I did like him in camp, you know. Evan Ingram was his usual, maddening. He loved him 1 minute, hated him in the next, you know.
Yeah.
As Shep was his usual, tough, making some catches and the whole deal. Defensively, you know, we'll get into everything, but I wasn't really happy. Alex Smith, who hasn't played really in 2 years, comes off throws 300 yards, you know?
Yeah, I know.
But he did this time, you know, they did get the two turnovers and they did get the stops at the end, Jerry, you know, and that's something they haven't done since probably the Snacks year in 2016, you know?
Right.
You know, when they signed all those guys, Snacks, Olivier, and all those guys, you know, when they trade, you know, I'm sorry, Snacks and
Jenkins, you know, and Vernon. Yeah.
Right. Jack Rabbit and Vernon. Yeah. That's what I was thinking about. So that is happy. So how could you not be? It seems like Jerry in this building and team and the organization that it just feels like forward progress every game, you know?
Yeah.
And that's a good feeling. And now, you know, you have the Eagles and you just, to me, Jerry, you get that feeling that signature win is coming.
Chris, we say it every week. So podcast supporters, Twitter followers, we apologize for saying it again, but we got the right guy. And I'm going to say it over and over again. We have the right coach. And a buddy, a good friend of mine, part of the original Buffoon crew, Matt, said yesterday to me, this team's finally fun to watch. Like,
right.
I just want to see progress. I care less about wins and losses. And you do care whether – you do care, but you're not nuclear if they lose and you're not over the moon if they win, right? But You just want to see progress, and that's what we're seeing. We're seeing it at every aspect of this team outside of cornerback number two position. But that's not Judge's fault. But Jones yesterday, not turning the ball over, like you said. Mm-hmm. You know, they got a tough win. They held a team finally, and it was ugly, but they held him at the end. They're doing the things necessary now to improve, and you got to be psyched.
Yeah, I mean, they've run the ball better, Jerry.
And, you know, real quick, sorry, then I'll let you go. They ran the ball better, and they didn't have the benefit of that one long Jones run that got him over 100.
Yeah, I mean, Jones wasn't the leading rusher, finally.
Right.
But they ran for 160-something yards, and it seems to be every week they're getting better and better. And you got to like what Goldman's doing. You know, and you got to like Morris coming, you know, giving him a blow, and Morris getting some touches, and he
did
was doing
well.
Some things yesterday.
Yeah.
And then Freeman will be back, you know, probably next week, maybe, or if not after the bye. But look, Jerry, I have to be honest with you, dude, and I'm going to start pointing some stuff out tomorrow, too. All right, we'll call Tuesday All 22 Day from now on, okay?
Nice. All 20 Tuesday.
It's player day off.
Yeah.
With the football, with teams, it's Tuesdays are days off for the players, but. Not for the Giant insider, okay? So
nice.
We're going to break that. But in the last three games, Jerry, I put this on Twitter this morning. If Saquon was playing, there would be some huge chunks, bro.
Yeah.
Huge.
Yeah.
Now, you know, it's not fair for compare Gallman. Of course Saquon's better. We all know that. But I'm just saying that if Saquon was there,
right,
there would be some huge running plays.
Yeah.
You know, which is good news. That's good news. You know, we don't, you know, it's not like, you know, everybody knows Gallman and Morris and Freeman are not, they're not Saquon, okay?
Right.
Saquon hits that second level, it's over,
right.
You know?
Yeah.
He hits that first, but, you know, too bad Saquon got hurt, I can say, because some of the holes these guys are opening up front are really not, you know, Alfred Morris has 67 yards and 9 touches yesterday, man.
Yeah, he did.
You know, Gallman had really ran well. You know, so it's a positive thing. And I'm going to tell you this, man. And I've been on riding this guy's train the last few weeks. And that's Nick Gates, man.
Yeah, yep.
Nick Gates, every week, is getting better.
Yeah.
He was now, I haven't gotten to the whole damn thing yet, game yet. But he was dominating up front yesterday.
Yep.
He's blowing guys off the ball.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, Allen and Payne are pretty good tackles, man.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
And he was really doing a good job on them. He's kicking out and throwing, and he throws like these vicious blocks when he kicks out, you know?
Yeah.
Him and Lemieux kid are two nasty dudes in the interior of the line. They really are, you know?
Yeah.
And Zyla's another one. You know, he's a nasty guy too, Zyla, you know?
Yeah.
So I really like what Gates is doing. I don't know. I'm not saying he's Pro Bowl or anything like that, but he's really improving.
Oh, but what we saw early on, this is a whole different player right now, bud. Yeah.
Yeah, no, Jerry, from the beginning of the season until the last few games, he's a different player. Now, and that's to be expected. I mean, he was learning a whole new position. And you have to do so many things as a center, man. You have to come up, read coverages. You got a line guy. You know what I mean? You and Jones have to be on the same page. Who's got the mic? Who's got this guy? Who's got 54? Who's got, you know, it's tough as a center, man. Yep. You got to see what they're doing defensively and call it out, you know?
Yeah.
So, you know, you got to call blitz packages, you know, all that stuff, man. And protection schemes, everything, man. So it's not easy for a young guy who never played center. But he talked about this a few weeks ago, Nick. He's just getting really comfortable now. He just walks up to the line. Okay, they're doing this. So let's, you know what I mean? And that's big. And you see it now. He's playing more than thinking, you know?
Right.
He knows what he's doing out there now. So now he's out there whipping up on people.
I got a question for you, dude. What is Lemieux doing differently than Hernandez that's working? Right. And maybe it's an unfair question because you haven't looked. But why is it that if Hernandez, like, why do I feel so much better 2 weeks in a row with Lemieux in there instead of Hernandez?
Well, he's run blocking well, Lemieux.
Yeah.
And he's run blocking better than Will.
Right. Okay.
He's not pass pro better than Will, though. That I can tell you.
Right.
Hernandez is much better as a pass pro guard.
Yeah.
All right. But he's run blocking well, man.
Yeah.
You know, it's not like, you know, you look at it and go, all right, this guy's noticeably better than Ayers. No, he's not. But he's just run blocking well. He's getting to the second level well. He's pulling. The Giants love to pull, you know.
Yeah.
They love those counters, man. You know, the left guard, left tackle's pulling. You know, the right guard's pulling, the whole deal. They love that, you know.
Yep.
And he's doing a pretty good job, man. You know, but look, he worries me a bit in pass pro. He's struggling a bit in that department. But he'll get better, Jerry.
Yeah.
You know, he'll get better. He's going to be coached up, you know. You know, you're seeing Colombo. He's making a little difference with Andrew Thomas now. Thomas is getting better.
I only saw Thomas have one mistake yesterday, and it was it looked like a miscommunication because he didn't even block Chase Young. He didn't even try to block him. So I don't know what that was, but that was the only mistake I saw him make, unless there were more than that.
I didn't really see any either. You know,
yeah,
they did a pretty good job. They only gave like 10 pressures to this line yesterday.
Yeah, you know, which is impressive.
Some of those sacks were like really attributed to Jones. You
know?
Nobody was really like, Lemieux got beat once for a sack, but nobody was like really beat clean. You know, like, oh God, like Thomas has in the past.
Right.
So they did a good job. I thought they did a pretty decent job yesterday against a pretty good front. Chase Young, you know, was pretty quiet, right?
He was.
He was pretty quiet.
Yeah.
And a rotation, you know, with Pert, Fleming, you know, Lemieux, Pert over to the left side for Thomas.
Yeah.
You know, even Chad Slade got a few reps at the end there.
Yep.
This is what Judge is doing, man.
Yeah.
So I thought Pert, once again, when he was in there, played well.
Chris, when he interchanges all those linemen, is it as simple as he looks at the line the way – another coach might look at receiver when the receiver comes over the sidelines and says, you know, give me a playoff here. Does he just look at the line the same way as that, like interchangeable parts?
I mean, look, he's getting these guys in because he's getting them experience, man, and they're playing pretty well when they get in there.
They are.
He's keeping guys' legs fresh.
Yep.
You know, but you're not doing it for the, you know, sacrifice in a Pro Bowl. Like if Zach Martin was a right guard, he's not going to rotate. If they had an all-pro tackle, Joe's not going to rotate them in. You know what I mean?
Right.
But he's getting these guys in, and what they're doing is they're keeping guys fresh.
Yeah.
And they're all playing, like, at the same level, if not better.
Yeah.
So it's Jerry, it's working.
It is working.
It's working. So Judge is going to stick with it. Yeah. And meanwhile, you're gearing up towards 2021. You're seeing what you have. At the same time, you're trying to win football games. But if Pert was in there, he was embarrassing himself, and he was embarrassing himself, Judge is not going to keep rotating him in.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, is Pert as good as I think he is? Like, you know, he's playing more and more. He looks not dominant, but that level under it. Like, he looks excellent right now. And you put on Twitter, he's a starting right tackle next year probably. I don't know what they're going to do with Solder because he's going to be such a huge cap hit. But, my God, Pert looks like he's ready to go now.
Actually, Solder isn't a cap hit next year. That's why everybody expects him to get released.
See, I thought he was because of the deferring. I thought he was. I got to look that up.
Oh, I'm sorry. Because of the COVID.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jerry.
Yeah.
I am dead wrong. I totally forgot about the COVID.
Yeah.
You know, so yeah, he might. That's right. So we'll see what happens with Solder.
He's going to be the new Fleming.
Yeah, maybe.
Very expensive version.
Yeah, so we'll see what happens with that. But I totally forgot about that, Jerry. Thank you for reminding me
that, man. Sure.
We'll worry about that down the road. That's right. You know, because he opted out. I forgot. So that carries over. So we'll see what happens with him.
Yeah, but Pert looks like, you know, if things progress the way they do, Thomas one side, Pert on the other next year.
Yeah, I mean, there's no spot for Solder, right?
Right.
So we'll worry about that down the road. That's something that Gettleman's going to have to worry about as far as dead cap hit or what they want to do with Solder, you know?
It's a nice problem now, though.
So, but I mean, there's no way Thomas is coming out next year and Solder's going to play over him, you know?
Right.
And at right tackle, I don't see Solder playing over Pert at right tackle.
Right. Exactly.
Year two now for Pert, you know?
Yeah.
So don't worry about that. That's why they get paid the big bucks, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
The general manager and judge and all that. But getting back to Pert.
Yes.
Hey, he played like 24 snaps again yesterday, whatever it was. And once again, played well.
Yeah.
Played well.
He did.
And this isn't some mediocre defensive line they're going against. They're going against quality fronts every week.
Yeah.
And you got another one next week.
Let's hold off on that one, dude. Philly week, baby. Here we go.
So they got another one next week.
Yeah.
And you know, and they keep improving, Jerry. You've seen improvement in this line.
Yeah. Yeah, you do. You do.
It's a credit to Colombo. It's a credit to the dedication of these young guys up front.
Yeah.
And they're not embarrassing themselves, dude. You know, right. Like last year we saw, we're like, oh my God. Remember, Jerry, we were like, this line is horrific.
Last 3 years.
You know?
Yeah.
So understand. Getting better, man. We're not there. You can't look at it and go, all right, this is a top 10 line really.
No,
getting better, man. Right. Getting better.
And that's all we want. That's all we want. We want to be able to tune in every week and say, this is getting better. Another thing that got better yesterday was the receiving core. Tate sat out and Austin Mack basically was in his place and made some big plays. And this is a guy you talked about all preseason. Said, this is the guy that's going to make the team and eventually make some noise. Slayton gets one pass thrown his way, which I thought was beyond strange. And Sterling Shepard, you know, could you root harder for a guy? Like, I don't think I could like a Giant more than I like Sterling Shepard. And then you tell me what a nice kid he is. It makes it easier. But, man, how did they not? They should have called the personal foul. I forget who the hell drilled him on the sidelines. But kid runs great routes. He's gritty. He's tough. He's quick. Catches almost everything his way. Like, yeah. All of a sudden, receiving core looked good yesterday.
Yeah, he's got balls, Shepard, don't he?
Really does, man.
He's got balls, man.
Yeah.
He's not a big kid at all, trust me. And no. He's got balls, man. Yeah. He really does. Yep. The kid's a gamer, man. Kid's a gamer.
That's exactly the best description of him. He's a gamer.
And we look at the offense, Jerry. Yeah, Mac contributed. Did a heck of a job. The kid's coming on. Now, Golden Tate's going to be back next week.
Yeah.
I'm almost 100% on that.
Mm-hmm.
He kind of did his thing, but he'll be back. And he deserves to be back, Jerry. All right? Let's not get crazy. We won't crazy about what he did.
Yeah.
But it's not like, okay, well, cut the guy. Let's just get rid of him now. Right. He can't with the cap, you know. I think he'll come back, and I think he'll be busting it out 100%. And we'll see what happens with him. But expect him back.
Yeah.
But nice playing experience for Mac.
Yeah.
You know. Slayton, like you said, only one target yesterday. That happens sometimes in games, but he's kind of like your number one. You like to see a little bit more there, right?
Right.
But it didn't happen. It's happened sometimes during games. You like to see a little bit more there. But let's talk about Jones a little bit. We'll talk about the offense.
Yeah, sure. Go ahead.
I thought Jones was really smart. I thought Jones was really smart yesterday.
He was.
I thought he took what the defense gave him.
Yep.
You know, no forced throws. Yep. Threw some balls away. Took a couple of sacks because that's what Garrett and Judge has been telling him. Dude, take the sack at times. If you have to take it, don't worry about it.
Right.
You know, lift on
right.
up. Don't just force it in there.
Right.
So I thought he did a good job of that yesterday.
Yeah.
When Curl sacked him at the end of that last possession, Curl got him from behind. Jones had two hands and a ball. That's usually a ball Jones loses.
I had that as the turning point in the game because he held on. And Jonathan Vilma, to his credit for his mistake early on when he said, "Oh, Evan Engram, you don't usually see those drops." He made a good call there. He said, "This could be the play of the game." And I was like, "Jonathan Vilma, man, good call by you," because that's a ball that Jones fumbles even earlier this year, but definitely last year. And he held on to it. I mean, that's what you want. Like, this is the improvement. It's the little things. And he didn't fumble that ball. It was absolutely huge in the game.
Yeah. The one ball he was out of bounds, a guy punched it out from behind him. People are like, "Oh, that would have been a fault." Like, guys, when you hit the white out of bounds, you automatically relax.
Yeah, you loosen up. Sure.
Well, that's ridiculous to even say that,
Yeah.
The other one was Engram drop. It was a little bit behind him, but Engram's got to catch that ball. Going off his hand, it almost was an interception. That wouldn't have been Jones's fault.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's give the kid credit, man. I mean, could we give the kid credit when the credit is due?
Oh, like, yeah.
The kid didn't have a turnover.
Right.
You know?
Right.
I see people out there like, "Whoa, it should have had two." Like, what?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I mean, you know, so give the kid credit. He played a sound game, like as he usually does against Washington, and now we'll see what he does against the Eagles, which is the whole different animal, right?
It is.
So I thought he spread the ball around. I thought Garrett, once again, called a pretty good game.
Can't complain about Jason Garrett, Giants fans. Nope.
Yeah, and now look, can I make a point, Jerry?
Absolutely.
The one possession the Giants went for on fourth down and handed off to Deion Lewis, I think he got stopped.
Oh, that was the first series, yeah.
The first series of the game.
Yeah.
Listen. Right away, everybody wanted to get on. "Oh, I don't believe that call. You got RPOs. You got guys." You know, sometimes it comes down. You got to beat the guy in front of you.
Yeah, sometimes when it's fourth and one, you got to convert, guys. Right.
You got to block the guys in front of you.
Right.
That's why the other guys get paid too. Sometimes it doesn't work out, but just to destroy the guy over the play call because it didn't work out. You got to block the guy in front of you at times, man.
I have a bigger problem with that play if Saquon's healthy, and then you give it to Deion Lewis. And then I say, all right, that was stupid. But flip a coin between the three of them, right?
Right. I just didn't execute it.
Right.
That happens.
Yeah.
But, you know, not everything could be, oh, that's Garrett's fault.
They should have run a reverse on that play.
Yeah, we should have did it. We got zone reads. We got RPOs. What are we doing there? Yeah. Well, come on, guys. You know, you got to give these guys sometimes. You got to give them a break.
Yeah,
you know,
right.
And they just didn't execute. You got to block the guys in front of you, man.
Yeah.
Sometimes this game comes down to you got to block. Matter of fact, that's what it always comes down to. You got to block the guy in front of you.
Right.
You know.
Yep.
It didn't work out. But I thought Garrett did a heck of a job again yesterday.
He did. He really did. The last few games, he's been on.
And you know what? And when they were running the ball, Jerry, when they were having success.
Say it, baby.
What?
Stuck to the run.
He stuck to the run.
Yep.
How many times last year when the Giants were running the ball, Sherman, let's forget about that. Let's start throwing it. Remember?
Right. Yep.
He stuck to the run, Garrett. It was working, and Jason was sticking with it. That's a good coordinator. Stick with it until they stop it, you know?
Yeah, Pat Shermer would say, that play worked. All right, we'll see it again in the fourth quarter. No, come on. So, yes, I agree. Hmm.
So I thought Garrett did good things. He's always doing a little trickery to keep the defense, you know, a little reverse or a little, you know, something like that, which keeps the defense on its heels.
You know who used to do that a lot that we played against? Andy Reid all the time. It drove me crazy as a fan of the Giants watching that. All of a sudden the receiver runs in motion, and even if they don't give it to him, it's a misdirection play. Like, that's the stuff that Garrett's calling now. I love it on this side of it. I love being on that side of those calls.
Yeah, well, Andy Reid is famous for that, right? You see it doing every Chiefs game. You see him
all
doing something like that.
Yep.
Well, that's why he's going to Hall of Fame, Andy Reid. He's great. But, yeah, but to your point, Garrett's doing a lot of good things like that, you know?
Yeah.
Look, Jerry, he's getting Evan involved in every game now.
Yeah, he is. He really is.
Whether he stinks it up or not.
He's trying.
He's making a point, Garrett, of getting Evan Engram involved. 10 targets yesterday. 5 catches, right?
Yeah.
2 drops as usual.
Yeah.
The one right in his hands.
Oh, when he jumped. He jumped for no reason.
He just cannot get his mechanics down. It's amazing.
And then he makes that great touchdown catch. It was a good throw. Right. But it was a very good catch, too.
It was a good throw, good catch, very good catch. But the big drop there would have kept the drive going. It's like, oh, my God, you know? the stupid offensive pass interference because he doesn't know how to sell a pick.
All right, why are the Giants getting called for that every week now? Are they just not doing it right, Chris, from what you see?
They're just not selling it, Jerry.
Okay.
And I'm going to point it out.
Because I feel like they're picking on us now at this point.
Well, look, Jerry, if you sell it,
the
chances are they're not going to throw the flag.
Right.
But if you're doing a cross and you stick your hands out and then make it look obvious, nine out of 10 times the refs are going to see and throw the flag.
Yeah.
It's happened 3 times to the Giants in the last 3 weeks now.
It has.
I mean, you like to get Freddie Kitchens on the side. You know, I hope Judge is getting Kitchens and going, Freddie, can we teach this or do I have to fire you? You know why? Because this is week after week. I mean, do I have to coach tight ends too? That's what Judge should tell him, you know?
Yeah.
All right, because, you know, Freddie, pretty soon you look like you eat a kitchen, you know, looking at your stomach, you know, and now you can't even teach this. I mean, what are we doing here? You know?
Yeah.
So, I mean, all I thought was yesterday, those tight ends, and they can't run this, you know, that little pick in the secondary.
My God.
It's like, what is Freddie Kitchens teaching? Can he not teach this right?
Oh, dude, before I forget, and I want to bring it up now, sorry. The CJ Board non-catch. Chris, I put it out there. I only tweet like 3 or 4 times yesterday because that's your show on Sundays, buddy. But when something hits me, I got to put it out there. We've never had a team that runs up to the line of scrimmage so quickly and hikes the ball so that the other team can't look at the, and it seems so easy, but that play was clearly not a catch or at least questionable, right? We ran up to the line, called hike, and they couldn't review it. How many times since instant replay's been there, Chris, have we taken our time? And that's Coughlin, McAdoo, Sherman. McAdoo and Eli would basically be fighting with each other as they're trying to call the play. So it's so refreshing to see those things, Chris. That's what I'm talking about every week, buddy.
That's coaching, dude.
Oh, awesome.
That's a coach that's paying attention to every damn detail of the game.
And I think he got a yard or lost a yard. I didn't even care. I was like, no, just call hike. That's not a catch. Awesome.
Right.
Awesome.
And, you know, that's something they work on in practice. That isn't something like you just seen a game and judge goes, oh, yeah, hurry it up. Let's do it now. You know, and then the office is like, what? What the hell are you talking about? No, they practice this.
Right.
That's details, Jerry. That's coaching, brother.
I love it. I freaking love it.
You know, that's coaching.
This is what we talk about, man. This is what we talk about.
And you know what? You don't see Judge throwing ridiculous challenges like Shermer used to on a third and like on a first and 10 play, and a guy gets 9 yards. Shermer's challenging whether or not he would get 8 yards. Remember?
Yes, all the time.
Come on. I mean, this first down means nothing, Pat. Why would you use it challenging us, you know?
Yeah.
You know, so he's for a rookie coach, he's managing the game real well, man. You know?
He really is.
He looks experienced, dude.
He does. He's coaching him up on the sideline. He's yelling at the defense. I'm like, oh, this is phenomenal.
You got to love that, Jerry, that the head coach is involved in every aspect of the team.
Love it.
He's coaching the defense. He's over there with special. I saw him talking to McGahee yesterday at the end of the game. They were talking about something.
Yeah.
You know, he's over there with Garrett sometimes. He's telling him what he wants. Garrett, you know, with the mask over his eyeballs, it looks like practically.
I know.
You know, you just got to love that. You know, you got to love that he coaches the whole team.
I was going to say, McGahee's a very good special teams coach. You combine Judge with him. There must be some awesome meetings with those two, what they're talking about. It's phenomenal.
You know, I've been praising McGahee now for a couple of years.
Yes.
I love him.
Yeah.
I love the guy. And here's the thing, Jerry. I think I might have talked about this before. I definitely got the feeling. Now, obviously, I'm not in a building this year because of COVID, but I was around McGahee the last 2 years, you know? Mm-hmm. And he's a pretty cool dude. Yeah. But sometimes when you ask him a question, he'll kind of
I know what you're talking about.
His feelings.
Yep.
And I remember the last few years on the Shermer, like we kind of asked him a few times about trickery or why not use this guy? Or do you ever think about, and he just kind of was like, yeah, well, other words, like, yeah, I mentioned the Shermer, but he didn't want to do it.
He overruled me. Right.
I'm telling you, Jerry.
Right.
I'm almost 100% of
this. Yeah.
This year, it seems like McGahee is making suggestions. Hey, Joe, what about the? And Joe's like, yeah, run with it. Okay, looks good. You know? So, Judge is a special teams guy. We all know that. But this McGahee's a sharp dude, man. Yeah. Sharp dude.
Yeah.
And he's doing things this year that I felt he wanted to do the last few years. And Joe's like, yeah, okay, sounds good, Tom. Let's run with it. You know?
Yeah, right.
Instead of, oh, no, we're going to play a conservative. Trust me on this. You know, when I was with Philly, we did you know what I mean? That crap is out.
Yeah.
So Judge trusts his coaches, man, you know?
Yep.
And McGahee's doing some things this year that I feel he wanted to do the last few years, but he was shot down. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I agree.
That's the feeling I got talking to McGahee the last few years. And I don't get that feeling this year when he's on a Zoom. Obviously, this year it's Zoom. When he's on a Zoom with us once a week. So that's good, dude. I think that's good.
All right, dude. Before we get to the defense, a word from my bookie. Between the NFL and college football, there's no shortage of games to watch. And with thousands of lines available on all your favorite sports and events, you could turn your game day into payday, baby, with my bookie. If you're the type of guy who likes to back the big favorites, consider putting a couple in a parlay for a much bigger payout. Not only do parlays make meaningless games exciting, but more importantly, they give you a chance to turn ordinary bets into a real moneymaker. And don't forget the underdogs. They have a ton of value.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Thing about the NFL is that underdogs are never really dogs on Sunday. Every team has a chance to win. Well, except for the New York Jets. And you do too. Game spreads, championship futures, and player prop bets. It's never too late to get in on the action and start turning your sports knowledge into actual cash in your wallet. Sign up at MyBookie, and when you do, use our promo code, GIANT, to claim a deposit match, dollar for dollar, all the way up to $1,000. It's a bonus designed to give you a little help and a head start on your winning season. That's promo code GIANT for you to claim your bonus when you make your deposit. Even stacked UFC cards, you can bet on those as well. All the major sports and more. Sign up today to begin your winning season exclusively at MyBookie. Again, guys, promo code GIANT. And we're back. I got to say, man, these are way more fun to do after wins. Holy cow, I'm in such a better mood. It's not like a funeral, for God's sake, every week. This is awesome. Actually, was there anything else we want to cover? Special teams? I'm sorry, offense. We were almost halfway through. I just wanted to put that.
Look, special teams wise, I mean, Graham Gano is having like a Pro Bowl year.
18 straight conversions on the field goals.
Man, he's been unbelievable. He's like
unreal. And even what was the one he hit off the goalpost? It was like, it's probably going to go in. Don't worry about it. You're good.
Right. You got that feeling, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So credit to Gettleman. Credit to Gettleman for bringing him in, man.
Got to give him credit for that. He's been absolutely
Gettleman's knocked it out of the park this year.
So, that side of the field where he's been knocking it out of the park.
Some of these guys he's put in.
Yeah, right. I was going to say, Jabril Peppers, we could talk about the whole defense, right? Jabril Peppers yesterday looked bad on one play where he bit on it. Sims? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Cam Sims.
Yeah, it was Sims.
And it was a 46-yard gain or something. But, oh, my God, dude. Fumble recovery, interception, 6 tackles, 3 passes defensed. You know, and I got to say, if you just make that trade, just Odell for him right now, we're winning, baby. I'm psyched about Peppers. And I think if you're a Giants fan and you're looking for that jersey to get, guys, I think Jabril Peppers is a safe one to get. I think he's playing that well right now. And, again, sorry to belabor the point and talk about it, this is what Judge said. I'm going to put guys in positions to be successful. I'm not going to have them do things that they're not good at. And Jabril Peppers right now he seems like a team captain right now on defense to me. Like, he seems like he's the leader of that defense.
Yeah. He's playing good football. He really is.
Yeah.
Yeah, he really is. And I'd say another guy, I mean, Logan Ryan.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, what he went through this week.
Unbelievable.
With his wife.
Yes.
Nearly losing her life.
Yep.
All right. And he comes out yesterday.
Yeah.
I mean, I am so impressed with Logan Ryan, man. Now, he comes out first series, forced fumble. He sticks his head in and knocks that ball out of Gibson's hands. Okay.
Yeah.
And Peppers comes out with the recovery, right?
Yep.
Comes up the last minute interception, last drive interception, and ends the game.
Yep.
One of the leaders of the defense, the whole deal. He gets beat early in the game.
Yeah.
Blames himself, tells Graham, let's do this. What we worked on Saturday night on our last series. I don't know exactly what they did coverage-wise. I'm going to look at it tomorrow.
Yeah.
Play works. Logan Ryan playing with a heavy heart all week. Almost lost his wife. Did lose a baby.
Yeah.
Which Logan, that just shows you what a man he is. I mean, I'll tell you quickly what happened yesterday, Jerry. That Logan Ryan was not supposed to appear with us on Zoom after the game yesterday.
Wow.
We asked one of the PR department, the Giants, any chance Logan. They asked Logan Ryan, yo, Logan, you don't have to, but do you want to go on Zoom to talk to the media? He did.
Yeah, that's awesome.
I mean, you talk about a guy. I mean, this is a man, dude.
Right.
This is a man. He didn't have to do that, Jerry.
Right.
But he went out there. I'm sorry. Excuse my dog if you hear.
Well, Logan Ryan also has a dog rescue, right? So
right.
It's appropriate. Right. Yeah.
But Jerry, here's a guy. He comes out. And not only does he come out and talk to us about the game.
Yeah.
He talks to us about what happened, what's going on in his life.
Yeah.
He came out on Zoom yesterday, and he's telling us about how he lost a baby.
Yeah.
I was like, was taken back. I'm watching it like, all of a sudden he hits us with that. I was like, oh my God.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
I was like choked up, dude. I'm not afraid to admit it.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was like, holy shit. Holy crap. You know?
Yeah.
And he's talking about his wife, and his wife says, go out and go play. And he gets the interception, says, I'm going to give this ball to my wife. And for everything, she's a hero. I'm like, holy shit.
Yeah. And you want to talk about, everybody laughs at the word culture, guys. That's culture right there, right? That character, guys, character like that. That's a leader right there. That's what you need here. And that's, I mean, nothing else to say about it other than that's just spectacular. I mean, my God, like you said, what a man.
Yeah. You know, and he's praising Judge. He's praising the coaches. He's praising Graham. He's praising the training staff. One trainer actually possibly saved his wife.
Yeah, told him to go to the hospital. Told her to go to the hospital. Yeah. And then I told Logan, be with her. Go be with her.
And I'm like, man, this is unbelievable. You know, so it was just a great moment. It was sad, but a great moment. And I just have much respect for Logan, you know.
Staying on Logan. You put the tweet out today, Giant fans. You want to get excited, Giant fans? Here's what Logan Ryan said. We're done coming up short. Done with it.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, he's from New England, dude. And he's not used to this losing crap.
Good for
you
him.
Know?
Yeah.
And he's like, he's had enough. And he feels like, oh, hey, we've lost a lot of close games. We're going to turn this stuff around. Now, time will tell, you know.
Yeah.
But you like guys like that in the locker room, right, Jerry?
Love it. Love it.
So even Peppers, man.
Yeah.
I mean, Peppers is a no-nonsense dude. I asked Pep yesterday after the game about, hey, is this a confidence, you know, booster for you guys?
Yeah.
Because it's a much maligned defense in fourth quarters, right?
Right.
And he's just like, well, you know what? We knew it, you know, this and that. We knew this was going to happen, you know?
Right.
He's always no excuses. He's always with the no excuses, you know? Good. Peppers is a guy who takes his thing seriously, man. I'm telling you.
Yeah.
I've seen him in the locker room after games, and he is freaking fuming after losses, man.
Yeah, good.
I like that in athletes, Jerry.
Yeah, you should. Yes.
I like that. I like – because, you know, one advantage, of course, of this job is not this year, but hopefully, you know, I'll be back next year. Is that you get to look at guys after losses,
right,
you know, and you
right.
kind of look at their faces and who's the, you know, some guy, I always said this, Jay, some guys are like, all right, let me get my food, I'm out of here, you know?
Yeah, right,
and
right.
And some guys are like, look like they want to kill you. And Peppers is one of those guys.
Yeah, yep.
I remember actually one game after last year, I think it was the Dallas game that lost, and Peppers was fuming.
Yeah.
And he came out of the shower and I was like, yo, Pep. You cool? Can you rap? And he just looked at me and goes, yo, man, just give me five. You know, yeah, I was like, right. You got it. You know,
yeah,
I was like, yo, Jerry, first of all, he's built like a fire hydrant.
Yeah,
you know?
Right.
And I was like, yo, you got it. You know, I wasn't going to argue with him.
No, I mean now, Peppers.
Yeah. You want 5 or 50? I'll give you whatever you need. You know,
yeah.
But he's one of those athletes, which, look, that's what you like to see in your athletes, right?
Right.
That's what you want to see in your athletes, man.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
That was that. Look, Giants play a ton of zone.
Yeah.
They were giving up chunk yards because they missed some tackles.
Frustrating defense they were playing yesterday.
Not much pressure the last two drives.
No.
So it almost cost them. Alex Smith, you know, did throw two interceptions and they came at it and it made some plays. So they got the win.
Yeah. Real quick, Bradberry, we don't have to stay on the secondary, but I had a question for you. Did they just not throw at him at all yesterday?
Now, if they basically stayed away from Bradberry.
It's unbelievable. It's amazing. Then again, when Isaac Yadam's on the other side, I guess that's the side you attack. So.
Yeah, well, Isaac, and look, the Terry McLaurin play should have never happened.
Nope.
So you look at it, and I'm going to point that out tomorrow, and I'm going to tell everybody now what's up. When you play a cover three, which, excuse me, is Graham's favorite defense, right?
Mm-hmm.
Your eyes have to be at the quarterback. You have to see where he's thrown.
Right.
When you're in a zone, eye leverage is huge. You have to see what the quarterback is doing. Isaac Yadam was in a cover three yesterday, that McLaurin play. He decided if he would have just kept his eyes on Smith, he would have had a breakup or an interception in that play.
Right. Easy breakup, probably an interception. Yes.
Right. He takes his eyes off the ball. He starts looking at McLaurin. And on top of that, after McLaurin makes the catch, then he missed the tackle.
Yeah.
And bye-bye, there goes Terry. Gone.
Yeah.
Can't have huge chunks when you're up with a big lead. You can't give up chunk plays, you know?
Yeah.
And one way to give up chunk plays with a big lead and you're playing zone a lot is to miss tackles in the secondary.
Yeah, right.
And that's what happened yesterday. Isaac Yadam has no future in his team, Jerry.
No.
All right? Okay? They're not on to nothing. You know, with Isaac Yadam.
Yeah, right.
You know, he's just there because we don't have anybody else. I mean, Ballantyne experiment is over.
Yeah.
Ryan Lewis is on IR now.
I mean, talk about buried on the bench, right? Holy cow.
Yeah, and now we have Isaac Yadam. Yeah, but it's not like they're going to look at 2021 and go, yeah, all right, we got Bradberry and Yadam. You know, that ain't happening.
Or Sam Beal's coming back. We're good.
Yeah. You know, Patrick Graham wants to play a lot more man, and he just feels he can't do it in his, with this personnel.
Yeah,
you know?
Right.
So that's what it'll be at
next
year. But Isaac Yadam just makes a lot of mistakes, and that was a crucial one, man. That got them back in the game, man.
Awful. That was after the Ingram drop, and you said those plays are totally connected, and I couldn't agree more.
Yep. I thought the run defense was good, though, Jerry.
Yes, very good. They like 30 or 40 yards.
Yes, the run defense was pretty good. Leonard Williams continues to play well.
Leonard Williams, another one. Oh, my God. Probably having his best year in the pros right now.
Right.
Five sacks and monster against the run.
Yeah, yeah. He's always leads the team with pressures, too, you know.
Yeah.
Blake was all, you know, Blake was had a couple of missed tackles yesterday, Blake. But he did have 10 tackles.
He continues to assault the stat sheet. I mean, every week it's like 10, 13, 12. He's like 92 tackles on the season.
Right, 92 tackles. He had his first interception yesterday. I thought he showed good hands at that ball, right?
I thought he was a garbage linebacker.
Yeah.
That's what a lot of people said. Just FYI, everybody. You can't just point out our mistakes. That's what a lot of you do, and that's fine. We can take it, but we have to point yours out. Chris got a lot of shit for that. So there we go. Mm-hmm. Now you like him.
Yeah. Yeah, I think a lot of people like him now.
Yep.
So I thought Blake, you know, did his thing as usual. Kyle Fackrell's been real quiet the last three games.
Yeah, he has.
Jamal Sheard and Trent Harris isn't really doing much.
Nah. I get more excited about Austin Johnson than those guys.
Yeah, we all know edge guy is going to be a priority, right?
Yeah.
Should be in the offseason.
Mm-hmm.
Drafted one or signing, you know. Forget about your boy Clowney. Please don't even mention him next year.
No, never again.
Yeah. So,
although next to Leonard Williams, he may be doing stuff. No, I'm just kidding.
A lot of slot blitzes.
Yes.
Yesterday.
Yeah.
A lot of slot. Logan was blitzing. Donnie Holmes was blitzing.
Yeah.
You know.
What do you make of Holmes? Just rookie pains.
Yeah. Look, he's struggling a bit in coverage at times.
Yeah.
But I like him, Jerry. I think the kid's got a future.
He's a gamer. He's another one. He's a gamer. He gets his head dirty. He gets his shoulders in there.
Yeah. He's a gamer. Now some good news, Giant fans.
Yeah.
Xavier McKinney is running with the trainers.
Yes.
And the way it's looking right now, we'll get more from Judge down the road a little bit. There's a possibility it could be after the bye.
Yeah.
We'll see how now it's definitely not Sunday. Forget about the Eagles. And then the Giants have the bye. And then they come back. They go on the road for a few. But it's possible you're looking at the Cincinnati game, you know?
When that happens, Love goes to the bench.
I believe he will be rotated in.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know right away. I don't know if he's going to start right away.
Okay.
You know, but he'll rotate in.
Yeah,
and then we'll see down the road the last four or five games.
Okay.
You know.
Okay.
But you're going to see McKinney obviously when he's activated. You're going to see a lot of him.
Yeah.
And you're going to like what you see, Jerry.
Because the next question is going to be from every Giants fan. Well, if Love played corner in college, can't we try him there instead of Isaac Yiadom? So that's
all I could say, everybody, is that they're not.
Yeah.
And obviously they see something that Sherman Betches saw too, that they just don't like Love on the outside, you know?
Yeah.
So that's the story with that. Okay. I don't think they're really big on Love, Jerry.
Yeah, that's a shame.
I don't think they're really big on Love.
Yeah.
But when X McKinney comes back, I'm just telling everybody, you're going to like this kid because when I was watching him, we were all watching him in camp. He was all over the place, dude.
Yeah.
And, you know, and you're going to get a guy, Jerry, that's a playmaker too.
Right.
He's a ball hawk. He's around the ball all the time.
Yeah.
You know, and that's big.
Yeah.
You know, there's safeties that go out there to make their 8 tackles and, you know, that's it. Okay. Yeah. Make some plays, the line scrimmage, make some plays. In a second, I did some cover too. Yeah, that's great. Let's call him. McKinney's out there. He's a ball hawk, dude.
Yeah.
He's around the ball, and he plays fast.
Yeah.
Well, Chris, you had a 4-5. What are you talking about? Trust me on this.
Yeah.
He plays fast. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to really like this kid. Just believe me on this one. You're going to really like this kid. And I'm really looking forward to seeing him at the end of November, Jerry. Hopefully the end of November, you know?
Saw Cam Brown get in there again yesterday. You know, that's another one I'm excited about. Cam Brown. I didn't see much of Carter Coughlin. Don't know if he even played.
He only had a few snaps.
Okay. Yeah. But it's another thing about this team. They're playing these young guys. Get them in there. See what they got, right? Like don't wait till year three to figure out somebody can't play. But this is it's fun right now. You know, it's going to be a lot more fun if good things happen Sunday. But this is a fun team, an easy team to root for right now.
Yeah, I think you're right, Jerry. 100% correct. It's just a team, you know, because everybody likes the head coach, the coaching staff, the players. It's a team you want to root for, right?
Yeah.
The young kids, you know.
Yep.
The whole Logan Ryan experience that, you know, people are all finding out about. I know, you know, people get down on Jones, but then you see Jones yesterday, and if he comes back and has another strong game Sunday against the Eagles, you know, it's going to be like, whoa, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
We talked about it. The last 8 games is going to be pretty big for Daniel.
Yeah.
One down, and he's played well. Oh, well, Chris, he always does against Washington. Okay, so let's see what happens Sunday.
Yep.
You know?
It's funny. I had a conversation with someone today, big Giants fan, said the same thing you and I said. I'm sure every Giants fan says it. We are a corner, pass rusher, wide receiver, and then maybe a tight end away from making noise, right? Not going 14-2, but making serious noise. And again, once you have the right coach, it seems a lot easier to get the coach. Once you have the coach, it seems a lot easier to get the players you need in than when you're trying to do two things at once and you don't know who you got. Are we sticking with this guy? Is he the answer? How much longer does he have? Does he have the players' attention? Are they playing hard for him? What about the play calling? Oh my God, it was exhausting for the last 3-4 years. But once you have the right coach, it seems like the rest of the roster is a little easier to fill out. And we just had the same conversation you and I had, and everybody, that they're about 4 players away from being a legitimate contender, playoff contender. That's all I'll say.
Yeah, and of course the main thing, Jerry, is Daniel Jones' progression.
Sure, yes. I'm sorry. I'm assuming he's, yeah, right.
Yeah, let's just hope that he progresses and finishes this season strong. Because, Jerry, if he finishes this season strong, it is going to be one positive outlook on this franchise going into 2021, right?
Because how much easier will it be if you have a top 5, top 6, top 10 pick, and you're taking truly best player available, corner, linebacker, defensive end even, whatever, somebody who's going to rush the passer, rather than say, all right, which one is it? Justin Fields, Trey Lance, are we trading up? It's just so, like, that's what I mean. Like, guys, we root for Daniel Jones. We want him to do well. He's a good kid. And it's so much easier to build around this if he's the guy.
Yeah, and the offensive line keeps progressing.
Yes.
You hope you hope Thomas finishes strong. Yeah. And you say, okay, that's our left tackle, right?
Yep.
And you hope somebody, you know, you hope a kid like Pert, and you look at him and pencil him in for right tackle and all. It sold it, like you said, that you correctly pointed out a little while ago, sold his back, and we'll see, you know, what's up with him.
Yeah.
And then the interior line, you look at the center, you look at Nick Gates, and you feel pretty good about Nick right now, saying, okay, well, Nick's our guy in 2021.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
And then you look at what they're going to do with Zeitler salary cap wise, or if they're going to fit Lemieux in there, or they go out and they draft another guard in the second, third round, I know, whatever it might be. You know what
yeah,
I mean,
right,
Jerry?
Right, so, right.
You kind of hope that progresses, man. And you know you got Slayton back. You know you got Shep back. And you see if they go out and get a receiver. There's a kid in Notre Dame. I just want to throw this out there.
Go ahead.
Last year I threw it out there about Chase Claypool. Remember?
Yes, I do.
And now they got the McKinley kid.
Yes.
Who looks like Chase a little bit. Yeah. I don't know if you – did you watch the game the other night?
Chris, I can't believe they beat Clemson.
Excuse me, guy.
You said they were going
to – relax with that.
Wait, relax. Offline they're going to get smoked. That's what
I did, folks. I did. Jerry's right.
Right.
I did say they were going to get smoked. I have to admit, I did say they were going to get smoked. But they didn't. They, you know, and let's not – don't give me that Trevor Lawrence crap, because that kid played phenomenal.
Oh, my God, right? And then you wonder, is it them or is it Lawrence, right? Yeah.
So, but did you see – did you see the game, Jerry?
Yes.
Did you notice the 88 kid on Notre Dame?
Excellent. I watched Notre Dame, and I think of my dad. He was a huge Notre Dame fan. I think, oh, my God, my dad would love this kid.
Right. So he kind of reminds you of that Chase Claypool mold.
Yep.
And so you look at that. But I'm only kidding because it's a Notre Dame kid. No, I mean, I really like the kid, but you kind of hope, you know, because I was hoping the Giants would land Claypool. I really was.
No, you were vocal about that when you're like, yeah, we should just you got to figure out a way to get Claypool in here. Yeah.
Right. And you know, Ben is kind of enjoying him over there in Pittsburgh right now.
Yes,
you know?
He is. Yes, he is.
But, hey, let's see what happens. Sunday, the Giants have only been out of one game this year in the second half of the 49 game.
Yep.
We're 9 games in.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been even though it's 2-7 season, there's enthusiasm around this building and the fan base. You could sense it.
Yes, you can.
You could sense it. And it's, and everybody is right to feel like, you know what? I'm kind of excited, even though we're 2-7, we're blowing leads, and we, you know, we can't finish games except for yesterday, of course. You know, but I'm kind of excited about it, and everybody should be.
Yeah, and it's funny because if you don't watch the Giants, you just look at the record. I saw somebody over the weekend and said, "Oh, I haven't seen him in a while." I said, "Hey, how are you?" You know, because they're 1-7, and I was like, "Fine." He goes, "No, I mean, yeah, the Giants." I said, "Oh, we got the right guy." "Oh yeah," and you try to explain it to someone who's not watching the games, like you said, like. They're in every game. They're almost there. It's the talent that's lacking, but they're in every game. They're well prepared, fundamentally strong. It's just, you know, they're lacking in probably 3, 4, maybe 5 spots. But there is enthusiasm around this now. You can feel it. And if Jones progresses, there's going to be more. And I'm just saying, Chris, if they can pull something off Sunday, there's going to be a hell of a lot more enthusiasm around this team.
Jerry, after what happened a few weeks ago, there's no reason to think they can't.
I know.
You know?
I know.
And just to show you, I just want to bring up something that Logan Ryan brought up, too. I mean, nobody knows better than Logan coming from New England.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
And I always talked about this. I even wrote an article about it. You got to learn how to win.
Right.
Now, Judge never wants to hear that. Judge is always like, there's no such thing as learning how to win. You got to execute and this and that. But, you know, Logan Ryan was talking about it yesterday, Jerry.
Yeah.
And he said, you want to learn how to win, it's a mental process too.
Yeah.
And it was a great point because that's what I always say. It's not – yes, it's of course it's execution. But teams – some teams, they start developing that winning mentality. And at the end of games, right?
Yeah.
It's in their minds. Hey, we're going to make a play here. We're not worried.
Right.
You know, oh, don't worry about it. We'll get a stop. Oh, what? We need a turnover? We need a sack? We'll come up like the Steelers yesterday against the Cowboys. The Cowboys had the ball at the end of the game. And you just know the Steelers defense was like, we're not worried about this. We'll get sacks now when we need it. And yep, they did.
That's right. That's right.
That's the mentality. You see, New England, all those years, Logan Ryan, it's besides execution. We all know it always comes down to execution. We know that. And Judge hates when people ask him this about the learning how to win. He hates it.
Yeah.
But you know, deep down, he agrees with Logan. And Logan said it yesterday. He goes, we got to get that mentality. It's a mental process to how to learning how to win. At the end of the game, saying, all right, we'll do this. We'll get this win. You know what I'm saying, Jerry?
Yep, I do.
And that's something I always say, that they just don't know to learn to win. Yesterday, they did. If they go against the Eagles this week, they pull out another close one at the end, you start getting that psychology aspect of it, the mentality of, all right, we know how to win close games in the end. It's huge in football, dude.
Right.
Huge. So I thought that was great that Logan said that. I like to bring it up in Judge's face, but obviously I won't.
That's funny. And by the way, yesterday, I know that they started to come back, Washington, but I still felt good about it. Like, I know Giant fans started panicking. Here we go. And by the way, I'm going to call somebody out, Jim Vassell of Channel 69 or WGZN or whatever it is. You're a little negative on Twitter lately, buddy. And we follow you, so I see your tweets all day. And, you know, guys, it's going to take time, but we're getting there. And Jim's a great follow of ours, good friend, actually. But, you know, I never once, for some reason, wasn't worried yesterday. Maybe it's because we always beat Washington, but I didn't have the sense that we were going to blow that game. I think they make it interesting and like, oh, here we go, it's going to be interesting. But I didn't once think that we were going to blow this game. I don't know what it was.
No, I agree with you, Jerry, but yeah. I think, Jerry, it's fair to say that it was only because it was Washington.
Right.
Because if that happens in the same scenario next week.
Oh, my God, I'm going to be on suicide watch.
Right, we're going to be like, oh, they're going to blow this. But that's all part of, you know, the process. You know, you got to start winning some of these games against the Eagles and Dallas and all that. When they do.
Right.
When they start getting stops against the Eagles later games or down the road.
Right.
That's when you start saying to yourself next year you play the Eagles and they're up 20-17. And you say, okay, well, we'll get this. You know?
Right.
But right now, we're not there yet. Either it was the organization, either it was the football team.
Right. Good stuff, pal. By the way, Jim Vassell's of WFMZ. I butchered that.
Yeah, man, you really, really.
He's going to be.
Down that guy's career.
He's going to be pissed. He's going to be like, really? WGZN? I don't even know what that is. All right, buddy. Anything else? Oh, one more thing. The Peppers leg whip. I didn't see that as dirty at all. Some reporters did. I was like, I just think that was a natural reaction. He got thrown to the ground, and sometimes your leg flies, and I don't think that was malicious at all. Did you?
No, right. No. Look, he got thrown to the ground. And he started scrambling out of the pocket. And he kind of threw the leg out there to try to maybe stumble him up. But obviously, he didn't mean it to be a cheap shot.
Right.
All right. It happens a lot in football. You know, guys go down. It's like a natural instinct quick to try to tackle. Let me get that leg out. You know, it's wrong.
Yeah.
It was a penalty.
Yeah.
He felt so bad about it. He told Allen he was sorry. He's praying for the dude. He said, he goes, I never mean to hurt anybody. It was not a cheap. Look, Ron Rivera said it after the game. He goes, no, that's not a cheap shot.
Yeah.
He's trying to make a football play.
Right.
You understand?
Right.
When you play the sport, you know what he's doing.
Yeah, right. Yep.
When you went to college and you took some classes and you never played a sport in your life, you know, and mommy made you cookies every night and all that stuff. And then you say, oh, that's a cheap shot, you know?
Right. Yes.
It's not. There's cheap shots and then there's accidents.
Yeah. He didn't step on his head while he was, after the play was over.
He should have did it. It was a penalty. Right. It was, unfortunately, the guy broke his ankle. It was sad to see. You don't want to see anybody get hurt. It was an unfortunate thing. He did get the penalty. Peppers was totally and completely upset about it. You could see after the game, And those things happen in football time, Jerry,
Yep.
But to come out and say, oh, that was a cheap shot, like he's Jack Tatum out there. You know what I mean? Come on.
Right, right.
Older people remember Jack Tatum actually do cheap shots. Trust me.
Sammy White, that play in the Super Bowl, I think. Sammy White?
Yeah. Yeah, it was way more than that, too, with Tatum.
Oh, and the other guy was worse, Atkins. Atkinson? Jess Atkinson.
Atkinson was worse than him.
Yes. He was worse. Yeah, he tried to kill Lynn Swann and said it.
They used to actually try to kill the guy, literally. But Atkinson. But anyway, those were cheap shots. Not what happened yesterday. And Ron Rivera, right away, that was not a cheap shot. He's trying to make a football play. Unfortunately, an injury happened.
All right, buddy. Anything else?
Nope. Well, I guess we'll see you at the end of the week. We'll get into the Eagles a little bit. No. See what happens.
Big one. We'll do Thursday or Friday. We'll let you guys know. All right, Giant fans, we print coming this Sunday. Hopefully, we'll have a very nice cover after a second win in a row. But we'll see. Let's not put the cart before the horse. If you want to order a subscription to The Giant Insider, go to www.thegiantinsider.com. Go to magster.com for a digital subscription, M-A-G-Z-T-E-R. And download the Giant Insider app from the App Store. All right, guys. Got one under the belt. Another one under the belt. Sundays are Giant days. Take care, everybody.
Bye-bye, everybody.